Graham, continuing on here, May 1969, Crosby, Stills, and Nash was released, that album there. Marrakesh Express, you wrote that one. That was a song that was rejected by the Hollies, and that became one of the band's biggest hits.
Yes, and as you mentioned Marrakesh Express, I must confess that I've been getting rid of stuff in my life. I've collected a lot of stuff over the years, and you know, you put it in storage and you never look at it again. I opened a box, two days ago, and in it were the original lyrics to Marrakesh Express.
Wow.
That I wrote on the train.
Is that going to go up for auction anytime soon?
Oh, I've got a lot of stuff. I've got so many great things. I have Neil Young lyrics and Stephen Stills lyrics and Bob Dylan stuff. You know, I've got a lot of great stuff.
Would you keep any of that stuff, or would you ever think you'd sell that stuff at auction?
Well, what happens is this. Like, for instance, I was a very early collector of classic photography. And what you do is, you see a piece that you want and you buy it. And my advice to anybody that's collecting is, if you can't leave the store without it, if you're going out of the store and it's still niggling in the back of your mind that you should have bought it, you should go back and buy it.
Mm. Graham Nash, wonderful to talk to you. Your second show ever with Neil Young was Woodstock. That performance really solidified yourselves as bona fide stars right there. And, you remember that? You guys were pretty nervous on stage, right?
No, actually, only Stephen and David were nervous.
Okay.
I couldn't have cared less how many people were out there.
Really?
No, because you got to understand, I'd been through all that with the Hollies for 7 years before I ever joined David and Stephen.
Okay.
We'd been through, trying to get through crowds of girls who were ripping all your clothes off. We'd been through all that before. It was no big deal to us.
Yeah.
But it was Stephen that was nervous, and it was Stephen that said we were scared.
You've been described as the glue that kept Crosby, Stills, and Nash together. What was happening during those times that you were the glue that kept the band together?
When you show me something, I want it. If you show me something that's fantastic, I want it. When I heard me and David and Stephen sing together, I want it. So I want the music, and that's all I want. The rest of the stuff, the human stuff, the fighting, the arguing, that's all meaningless. What's most important is the music, and I've always kept my eye on the music.
And what was the band fighting about? Was it financially? It was creative control? It was whose songs are going to show up on the record? What was that all about?
All of that stuff. Who did you sleep with last night? All of that stuff. We're human beings going through the changes that human beings go through.
How did you handle all that fame and fortune? How did you keep your head throughout the 70s?
I'm not who I am.
What do you mean by that?
I know I'm Graham Nash to you and everything that I've done in my life, but to me, I'm just an ordinary human being that is lucky enough to be able to create and to be able to touch people's hearts and minds with music. And I don't know why me. It's a question I've asked the universe many, many times, by the way, I haven't had an answer yet, but, I'm still waiting on the phone. So if anybody out there in the universe knows what the hell's going on, would somebody call me?
So through all of this, does this tear you up inside? You're in one of the biggest bands in the world at the time, and there's people fighting. There's the band is breaking up and reuniting, and all you want to do is keep the band together because you realize there's something special between the three of you. When you make music, when you quit the bickering and the fighting, there's something very special.
That's right.
It's got to tear you up inside.
Yeah, it does. I've been driven to tears many times with this band. It's very frustrating, but it's incredibly rewarding. A lot of people say to us, would you have made more or better music if you hadn't have been so high or so egoed out or so moneyed out? Would you have made more? And the answer is, who knows?
Right.
We did what we did. That's it. And I do believe that we, in the last 50 years, have touched many, many hearts and many, many souls with our music. And for that, we're incredibly grateful.
I've seen Crosby, Stills, and Nash in concert myself, and I could see that magic. I could see that spark and what you guys had. We're talking with Graham Nash, who has a brand new album coming out April 15th called This Path Tonight. GrahamNash.com is the website, and Graham's touring all over. You can find tickets at his website. Now, Graham, at various times over the years, you've reunited with both the Hollies and Crosby, Stills, and Nash, but never at times those times have lived long. What is the impetus for reuniting?
music. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, if Neil calls me up, as he has done on many occasions, said, "Hey, Willie, man, I got three songs, man. You want to hear them? You know, I'll bring them over, man." And he would come over with a cassette or a CD or whatever it is, and he'd play me great songs. Then what do you do when you're faced with Neil Young singing you a fantastic song? What are you going to say? No.
It's true.
You know, this has been a strange band all its life.
But you get together, but at some point it falls apart. The wheels fall off.
Yeah.
Why do you think that happens?
Because that's normal life. You can't put four incredibly opinionated, incredibly strong, incredibly egoed, incredibly talented people together and not expect fireworks. It's like Crosby said, you know, CSNY is like juggling four bottles of nitroglycerin. And everything's totally fine until you drop one. And that's the same with CSNY. You know, everything's fine until something weird happens.
And something always weird happens when you guys get together.
Yeah, but it's usually after the music has been made, and that's what I like.
There you go.